coming up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Jesus is the King. Matter of fact, he's King of who? Kings and what else? Lord of Lords. See, Lord, he's ruler over everything. So everything got to bow to him, and you represent him. You represent the most powerful government in the universe.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Look what it says in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. If you're there, somebody say, praise the Lord for me. All right, look what it said in verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, unto the mountain, where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, what? All power, come on, is given unto me, where? In heaven and in earth. All right, stay right there. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So, this name, when you speak this name, all power is in this name. Jesus gave us that name as a substitute for him. In other words, when we call his name with a believing heart, he is in his name. And he, because he's alive, he's doing the same thing today that he did then. But because of his resurrection, he's got to do it through his name. Do you hear what I'm saying? And if you look, come on over to Acts, if you will, and Acts chapter 9. All right, now this is when Jesus had, Paul was on the Damascus Road, and here as they journeyed, verse 3, as they journeyed, he came to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. Now notice what he did. Now this is after Jesus had been raised from the dead. But notice what he said, I am Jesus. Now who was Paul persecuting in the natural here? Who was he persecuting? The church. He was persecuting people. But who did Jesus say it was? He said it was him. You see what they were doing? They were carrying him. Now, I need you to see this, because when you go on down here, look what it says here in verse 13. Then Ananias answered the Lord. God told Ananias to go lay hands on Paul, and Ananias said, hey, I ain't gonna lay hands on that man. That's a terrorist out there. But he said, no, listen, Ananias. And Ananias says, I have heard by many that this man, how much evil he has done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that come that call upon thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a what? Chosen vessel unto me to do what now? To bear my name before the Gentiles. So I'm telling you, once you get born again, you now get to bear Jesus's name. There's all power behind that name. And again, notice why they were persecuted. He said in verse 14, here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that what? Call on thy name. So that name was feared by the priest at that time, and because they had a lot of political influence, Herod, of course, you know, and Pilate and them, they kind of went along with them, kind of keeping everybody, they didn't want any attention to be drawn to their governorship by Caesar, so they kept everybody cool. And because they really didn't want to arrest Jesus, you know. Like they said, you know, when they were trying him, they said, well, what has the man done? You know? But what was happening is they didn't want that name. They didn't want that name because, one, Satan was trying to rob the church of the power of that name. So if he could have gotten the church from using that name or stopped them from teaching that name or passing that name down as a legacy, then they would have lost faith in that name. And if they lost faith in that name and believing on the name, then the name wouldn't work. They could use it, but it won't work because they had no faith in it. Say amen to this. Now, when you have faith in something, and I have faith in something, if I have faith, I release my faith in it. In other words, if I'm going to cast out a devil in the name of Jesus, let's look at an example of that. Come on over to Acts chapter 16. Look what it says in Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer. This is Paul and his missionary group. A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by what? Soothsaying. So working fortune telling. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. Now, who did Paul talk to? Okay. Why didn't he talk to the lady? Well, who was he trying to cast out? Who was going to cast out? You don't cast out the Spirit. Why talk to the lady if you're going to cast out the Spirit? Am I right about it? And so he wasn't talking to her. He was talking to the demon that was driving her. Okay? He said to the Spirit. Now, once he spoke to the Spirit, he said, I command thee in the name of who? Jesus Christ, to what? Come out of her. And what did he do? Notice it didn't say immediately. What did it say? It said what? The same hour. Now, when Paul released that name, he released it how? In faith. Hey, the devil got to go. Because when he released it in faith, he released Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? And Jesus said, hey, whatsoever you ask in my name, meaning demand or command in my name, that will I do. See, Jesus is not dead. He's alive. And he said, where two or three are gathered together, come on, in my name, I'm right there in the midst of them. So that means he's in here, and if you got two folk in your house, he's in there. He's not far away because there's no distance in the Spirit, folks. Folks, when you leave this earth and transition, if Jesus tarries, then when you step out of this body, you just step out. You just step into another dimension. Say amen to this. So I'm just letting you know that it's faith in that name. See, you got to have faith in that name because for God to do anything and move on your behalf, you have to apply faith to it. But you got to know that when you speak that name, something about to happen. Are you following what I'm saying? So he didn't have to chase the woman around town to see what was going to happen to her. He just spoke that name. But that name had all power, and it will set that woman free of a spirit that she didn't come to him and ask deliverance from. Say amen to that. All right, turn to Philippians, please, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of what? No reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has what? Come on, say it again. Highly exalted him and given him a name, come on, which is above every name. That what? At the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, what's going to happen? Every knee shall bow. And then he specified it of things where? In heaven, keep going. In the earth and where else? Under the earth. Every demon must bow. If you believe on the name and release that name in faith, every demon must bow. Now, this is what was taught to the church. Now, why was that so dangerous? Because demons were sent to enforce Satan's dominion in this earth, in this world system. Demons were enforcing it. They were the ones talking to people. They're the ones occupying people in certain political positions. They're the ones influencing thinking of people to make them do adultery on their marriages and so forth. Demons were doing that. They were running the world system. But you came into the earth with a name that when you release that name, the demons got to dispossess their victims. They got to get up and get out. Are you following what I'm saying? Plus, doth a miracle working power God goes forth, see? Because that name just introduces the supernatural, see? And you and I came from a supernatural realm. We were not born again of the earth. We were born again from heaven. We were born, the Bible says, in born again, we were born from above. We were born from a supernatural dimension. Our spirit loves it. Our spirit loves, I mean, even now, even born again, you have no idea in your natural mind how much power is in your mind or soul and how much power is in your spirit. You have no idea. It, just a glimpse of how much power you got is when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, and he said, if that be you, tell me to walk too. And he got outside the boat and said, come. And he got out there and started walking on the water. Now, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying Jesus was demonstrating constantly the power that we have through his name to subdue this entire earth. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, let's go back over to Mark chapter 5, please. Mark chapter 5. Now, look, this is when they came to the other side, verse 1. And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man bind him. All right, now, I want you to see this. Because nobody could bind this man. This man would actually break chains. Now, I'm telling you how much power is available in your soul. And the enemy has a way of tapping into that, because without a human, he can't do anything. You got what I'm saying? And I'm saying, Lester Summerall tells a story of how this little old girl, about 5 feet, 2 inches high, these three big men, she was throwing them all over the room. Now, don't get scared. Now, I mean, I'm just saying these people were trying to hold her, take her somewhere or something, and then he came in with the name of Jesus. Say amen to that. And everything had to bow. I'm telling you. The first thing a devil will do is try to hide. He'll try to act like he's not there. That is so stupid. But anyway, now watch this now. In verse 5. And always night and day he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. So the demons had taken possession of this man, and they considered his body their property. They considered ownership over this man's life. All right? But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him, and cried with a loud voice, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Now, there could be looked at two ways. Now, I'm going to just give you two ways that I see that. One is he came and worshiped him. That worshiping him was the side of this man that was still capable of dealing with reality. And it was just a glimpse of it. But the moment he did it, the demons took over again and began to talk through this man. Are you following what I'm saying here? And so now he's confronting Jesus that Jesus torment him not. And he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered and said, My name is Legion, for we are many. Every name has to bow to the name of Jesus. So now, how much is a legion? I looked it up before I came here. It's a Roman army. It's bigger than a little bigger than our regiment. It's about 3,000 to 6,000 Roman soldiers in an army. That's how many it was. So my thinking is that this man had at least 3,000 to 6,000 demons loaded in him. But the revelation is, if you can get that much evil in you, how much good can you get in you of the Holy Ghost? So when he says be filled with the Holy Ghost, he means be almost possessed with him. I mean, have it so that God is more God in you than you in you. You know what I mean? Boy, that's a good feeling to have. Hallelujah. Now, verse 10, and he besought him much that he would not send him away out of that country. No. This is the jurisdiction piece here that I'm writing to my partners about right now. This is that jurisdiction. When an embassy is set up and it's set up and a U.S. embassy is set up overseas, then it's set up and they give them a portion of land. And on that land is U.S. soil. It is not considered Italy soil or African soil or Australian soil. It's not. That land is considered U.S. soil. So much the fact that they put a flag up there, symbolizing that the U.S. flag flies over this property. Got it? Now, in that, somebody on the run can run in that embassy. And the officials just can't come in there after them. They've got to get permission. And in that embassy, there are officials in there, and the laws inside that compound are the laws of the country that that compound is from, not the laws of that nation. So in the jurisdiction, whatever's going on outside the gates doesn't have to go on inside the gates. Got it? So it could be poverty outside the gates, but inside they live in like home. Got it? So let's take it a step further. There could be a disease outside the gates, but it has no jurisdiction in the compound. You got what I'm saying now? See, it doesn't make any difference what it is. It might be plague outside the gate, but it cannot come in the compound. Oh, Lord Jesus, y'all with me? So it doesn't make a difference. Let me show you an example. Put something right there. Turn to Joshua chapter 5. See, you wherever you go, you take an embassy. It doesn't matter where you go. See, stop just thinking about a building now. You are the temple. You are the building. So wherever you go, the embassy is set up. See, all of this earth the devil thinks is his, but you're coming here to occupy. You're coming here to set up jurisdiction over the entire earth. And that stuff outside the gates, watch this, has no right inside the gate. So it has no right to live on you. See, that's why you can operate by the law of sowing and reaping, because God has a way of getting you your provision through what you sow. Don't look at outside the gate, because they out there barely getting Long Street down by Grumble Alley. But what you are in there doing is sowing and reaping, and yours is coming supernaturally from your kingdom, which is heaven. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, this is why the kingdom must be taught. And Jesus is the king. Matter of fact, he's king of who? Kings and what else? Lord of lords. See, Lord, he's ruler over everything. So everything got to bow to him. And you represent him. You represent the most powerful government in the universe. Hello, this is Bill Winston. This is Offering Day on the broadcast. We are so glad you're here. Now, what I'm doing is taking this gospel to the nations of the earth. Now, this is my part. In other words, the purpose for me born into this earth, I'm fulfilling right now. I mean, to take God's word to nations, and we're seeing all kinds of results. Why? Because God confirms the word that's preached. And now we don't need to struggle and hope that, no. We're coming back to these nations, and I'm talking about testimony, people who couldn't have kids, all of a sudden had kids, all kinds of things that are happening. But one of the reasons why it's happening is because you're giving, because of you sowing a seed. Now, here's the deal. Sometimes when you're on television or other places and ask people to give, there's a certain amount of suspicion that's raised. Why? Because you got all kinds of things happening in the world today. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to purify your heart on this. If you don't feel that this is something that you should give to, just don't give. But if you feel that God is speaking to you about helping me to take this gospel to the nations of the earth, then obey God. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You see, in my case, I was obedient. I was in Minneapolis. God said, go to Chicago. I said, Lord, I don't have $200. He said, I said, go to Chicago. I picked up and went. No place to stay. And all of a sudden, a miracle took place. A sister said, God spoke to us and said, keep you in our home. You see, I just obeyed God. And look where he's got me today. Now, all of this has been after one obedience after the other. One obedience after the other. So with you, I don't know how God is speaking to you or what he's saying to you or what he's saying to give, but just obey God. I remember one time that we needed something in the ministry, and God told me, he said, all right, I want you to sow a seed. And we went to this certain ministry and, praise God, sowed that seed. Came back and miracles started happening. Next thing you know, we possessed a shopping mall. I'm saying, what did I do? I just obeyed God. So all you have to do really is obey. It's not difficult. One of the things the enemy tries to do is get you to look at your circumstances. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, they that observe the wind won't even sow. So I'm asking you now to ask God, God, what should I do to help this man of God? And whatever he says to you, just do it. Praise God. Well, as you prepare your seed, I want to pray over it right now. Father, I come before you in Jesus' name, and I bring these, all these that are sowing seed into this ministry. I pray that you measure it back to them the 100-fold, the 1,000 times more, a corresponding return on their giving. Father, I pray that you prove my words in this and let them know that you are the God who will supply all of our need. Father, we thank you for it and call it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Look out. It's coming back home. Praise God. Well, thank you so much for your giving. Thank you for your support. This is Bill Winston saying we love you and keep walking by faith.
In the 33 years that Jesus walked the earth, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He preached the gospel to the poor. He set the captives free.
everything Jesus did on this earth, his name can still do. You have the legal right as a believer to use that name to carry out his will in the earth. When you use his name in faith, all things are possible.
Whatever Jesus did in the natural, in his human self down here in this earth, his name will do. See, he went, but he left his name.
In this series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn the life-changing power that comes from having faith in the name of Jesus.
Satan is trying to separate us from the name, from faith in that name, because he knows the power of that name.
Order Faith in the Name of Jesus today, and Dr. Winston will explain why the fullness of the Godhead is in the name of Jesus, why only God's people have the legal authority to use his name, why the name of Jesus brings miracles, and much more.
The name is only a substitute for the one who had the name. In other words, when you release the name, he's still in his name.
To order your copy of Faith in the Name of Jesus, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. Far too often the church has used the name of Jesus as mere tradition, but all power is in the name of Jesus. For you to execute that power, you must first have faith in his name. Order this must-have series, Faith in the Name of Jesus, today. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Born Again and Spirit-Filled is a biblically-based book where Pastor Winston outlines God's purpose and plan for your life. Learn who the Holy Spirit is and his importance in your life. Jesus said, "Don't you leave until you have been endued with power." Call 1-800-711-9327 for your free copy of Born Again and Spirit-Filled and begin to walk in the power that God has given you today.
Help us fulfill the Great Commission by partnering with us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. To become a partner today, simply go online to www.billwinston.org and click on Become a Partner. Your giving to Bill Winston Ministries helps us take the gospel to your local communities and to the nations of the world. When you sow your financial seed today, know that every soul saved, every life transformed, and every family restored is accredited to your account. To become a partner or to sow a financial seed today, go online to www.billwinston.org. You can also write to us at Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, or call us at 1-800-711-9327. Thank you, partners, for helping us transform this world through the love of Jesus Christ.